live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's the wonderful Dolly Parton and 9 to 5 on Cambridge 105 Radio. And it's 10:30 and it's time to talk to Lucy Barrett, style coach. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex.
We were having a great old sing-along to that one, weren't we?
I love that song. That's my karaoke song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Not that I do karaoke very often. But
if you do, right.
If well, I do, we know.
So if you're ever near a karaoke and you hear that coming out, you'll probably see that Lucy's there. And we're talking now about, I mean, I played that song for that reason, is that we're talking about clothes and style to fit your lifestyle,
yeah,
and how you should dress for that, or what you should think about when you're yeah, doing that. And I think very much we were saying, since there's been a change in office wear generally, but also if you're working post-COVID, a lot of people now do a bit of hybrid working from home. You still have to be seen, don't
you? That's right. Yeah, a lot of time on, I think a lot of people are spending more time on things like Zoom.
Yes, yeah.
And then suddenly going back to in-person, either networking or working, and it can be, you know, a bit tricky to navigate. Or people who are joining the workforce for the first time, you know,
yes,
maybe they've been
you,
at university
what,
and now yeah, they're joining
yeah,
the workforce.
That's a very good point.
It can be quite tricky, and they've had all of their interviews on Zoom. I mean, I worked with a client recently who all the interviews on Zoom, in a new city, got somewhere to live, had it all set up, and then she's like, oh, what do I wear for work?
Yeah.
Because she'd never walked through the office, she'd never physically been there, so she'd only seen people on Zoom. So it can be quite tricky, and it doesn't seem that there are any guidelines, or the guidelines are very loose.
Yeah, because I can remember, I mean, I don't know whether this is true, but I in my head, I sort of think when I first started work back in the late 80s, early 90s, it was almost like a dress code yeah, would have been kind of implied or even maybe written down for we expect people to be in da-da-da, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I definitely wore power suits yeah, then, well, what I thought were power suits for me. But the old paddy shoulders jacket, you always had a jacket, you always had an ironed shirt yeah, or blouse, and then a skirt, very rarely, or sometimes a trouser suit.
Well, there was a brave woman who wore trousers then, wasn't
there? Yeah, it was. But I mean, I did work in a kind of engineering, again, mm, thing, so my inclination was to go towards trouser suits, yeah, but there weren't many around. You know, it was very hard to find them then.
Yeah.
But anyway, now, let's move forward. As you say, things, you don't get that. I mean, there would be nowhere that says necessary you are expected to wear X, Y, and Z. I don't know, some, you know, yeah, maybe in hospital situations.
Even jobs with a uniform, you know, you can still express your personality somehow through that, I think. I mean, and people do, don't they?
Yes, yeah.
You know, even if people are given what to wear, there's still some way that, it might even be how they have their hair or, you know, the shoes they're wearing, things like that. We can still express our personality. And I think lifestyle is, you know, let's say you've done the colour work, you've done the style work, you know what's flattering on your body, and that's fantastic. But how are you going to apply that? How what kind of things do you need to think about in the application of those things? And one of them is lifestyle. And I think that is one that perhaps people forget to buy or don't really think consciously about. So, that, oh, great colour. Oh, I love the colour. I love the style. It's really me. And then the next question, well, where in my life am I going to wear it, perhaps doesn't occur until they've had it in their wardrobe for 3 years and realised they've never worn it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then can't work out why. Well, it's a good colour, it's a good style, I really love it, how come I haven't worn it? So I think lifestyle can be part of the jigsaw puzzle that can get missed, but it's so vital because you want your wardrobe to align with your real life, you know, the life that you live daily, weekly, monthly.
But is it sort of, you would still though say acceptable to have your kind of, if you're going to do that, your like your work clothes and your going out clothes or your everyday clothes, you'd have sort of different sections of your wardrobe?
Well, maybe. Some people like to, I guess it depends what you do.
Yeah.
How distinct, I mean, you say like a lot of people working from home now, and clothing can be one way that you do mentally distinguish between the two. Yeah. So, well, I only wear those items for work. So when I put those on, I'm setting myself up mentally for work. And you might want to keep your outside of work separate. Some people like to do it that way. Some people like to have one wardrobe that moves around everything. You know, it's a very personal thing, but I think it is worth considering, what are you going to wear things for? And looking at all the things you do, because I think it's quite easy to concentrate on one or two areas of your life, so what you're wearing for work, or you know, what you're wearing when you're with your family, and forget the other areas. Or you know, so let's say you get invited for a night out and you go, oh yes, I haven't got anything appropriate to wear, and you just kind of miss that part of your life when you're setting up your
and
wardrobe.
It's very good. I've just realized what you said there as well about networking, because that's a sort of thing that's become much more well, in my opinion, it has, probably maybe for some people did it a lot before, but you need, it's hard to know for what to dress for those sorts of things, because again, you almost want to reflect who you are, but also who you're representing at that networking, which may be yourself as your own company or whatever. If you're representing your company, you don't want to turn up in a kind of clown outfit and they say, well, hang on, what's this about, you know, whatever.
And that's why I think I'm trying to help people make it more conscious and intentional. And so that you are always dressing as you in all of these different situations that form your life. But what does that look like for you, and making it appropriate for where you're going, what you're doing? I mean, I had an instance many years ago now, Alex, where I was giving a presentation at a ladies' club lunch. And I think I wore a suit, or I wore a jacket and skirt anyway, and heels. And a lady came up to me afterwards and said, I'd really, this is when I lived in Hong Kong, and she worked at the Hong Kong Polytechnic. And she said, I'd love you to come and talk to my students, because she taught textiles and fashion and things like that. So she said, I'd love you to come and speak to my students, but you can't dress how you are today because they won't hear you.
Yeah.
And that really stuck in my mind. So it's dressing for your audience.
As
well as yourself. Mm-hmm. So not being someone different or not feeling like yourself. So I think I wore a nice pair of jeans and a top, which still felt very much like me. I thought that was really good that she said that.
Yeah.
At first I was a bit kind of,
how rude. Yeah.
I thought that she was making no comment on what I was wearing, but it is, even within your work life, you might have different situations, so sometimes it can be dressing a little bit differently. And I say dress for your audience, I don't mean not dress you.
Yes,
I mean thinking about how you would represent yourself in front of different types of people.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's really important, because the you bit is so important, which we'll talk about next time, but but I think having a handle on what your lifestyle is.
So going back to when you were saying about someone coming into a new environment, and they've only seen people on Zoom or whatever, or they're coming from, it's their first proper job from school, college, uni or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you have that conversation about kind of, if you need to ask, like, what does everybody wear here? Or how do you say that? Or is there a way of... or turning up in something that would be kind of okay for everything? Well, probably it does depend on what the industry is or whatever you're doing, I guess.
Well, I think it's perfectly valid to ask that question, don't you? And you can ask it in a way that, you know, you could just say, I've met everybody on Zoom, but I've never walked through the office. I don't really have any sense of it. Can you give me an idea?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with asking that question, because I think it's perfectly valid, because it is something you are going to turn up dressed for work, aren't you, at the end of the day. Or that particular client, we pitched it with things that she could dress up or down.
That's what I was thinking,
you know,
maybe.
So like
a
pair of trousers that she could wear with shoes or trainers. And she could put a cardigan or a jacket on or nothing. So we kind of pitched it in the middle somewhere. So that, like, stay quite neutral, stay quite simple until you've kind of got into
the measure of it all.
And then make it so that you can dress it up or down. So if you think shoes are too much, you might have a nice pair of one colour trainers to go with that pair of trousers.
Because also some people will go straight from work out for drinks, especially like if you're working in London or you're maybe working in town and you don't live in town. A lot of people will go from their work to something and then go home afterwards. So you haven't got that time to change or carry around tons of stuff.
And then I'd be looking at accessories, like carry.
Uh-huh.
So you might have a different pair of earrings, different necklace, or, you know, I guess women use accessories a little bit more than men, don't they? But it might be, you know, if you've worn a tie all day, you might take the tie off and do some of the buttons on the shirt. You know, so how can you make what you're wearing adaptable to your day or to your lifestyle? And things like, you know, it's what you're doing, how you get around.
I was going to say transport. If you're coming on a bicycle, there's a lot of issues to be had if you haven't thought that through when you go to get on your bike with your nice skirt on and realise.
What happened to me, and I got my skirt caught in the brake pads.
Exactly, because that can be short or long skirts. You know, short skirt, you've got to hitch it up.
Yeah. Well, then you'd be aware of showing your underwear, aren't you?
And then, long ones, like you say, you got yours caught and nearly had a terrible accident, didn't you?
I did, and I had to take my skirt off in the street. Luckily, I had leggings on underneath it. But yeah, but I literally had to take the skirt off because I couldn't, my bike couldn't. Yeah, so it's such an important part of our wardrobe.
And that might be going on the tube as well, and then thinking, well, I've got a walk at the end. I can't be wearing heels if you choose that you want to wear heels or nice shoes, but they're not waterproof and it's raining. You think, well, I need to wear something that you've got to, got to think all that through, haven't you?
Exactly, and it's looking at your life. And I think it's, you know, it's such an important part of us, isn't it? What we're doing, how we're getting around, what the weather's like, all of those different things, the age of our children. It all evolves and changes over time, but I think it is something that perhaps people don't think about consciously. And then sometimes I've got all these clothes and nothing to wear. Yeah. Okay, what is the nothing? The feeling you've got nothing to wear, what is that really? And it could be, I've got all these lovely things, but they don't fit my life. Like you say, for shoes, for instance, you know, I've got all these heels and now I only wear flats. So that might mean, well, we need to shorten your trousers. We need to, you know.
Ah, yes, of
things
course.
Like that. Like, I only wear these trousers with a heel, now I want to wear them with flats. Let's shorten them and make sure you can wear them with flats. So it's looking at how can we use what you've got. And it's much easier to look at, this is what I need, and then work from there, rather than, I've got all of this stuff, I have to try and make it fit this life, and work the other way. This is my life. What do I need? What have I already
and
got?
And I'm guessing from that, there is okay to let go. So I have a lot of evening wear or stuff I would go out with. I've got pretty much half a wardrobe stuff. Yeah. And a lot of it's like black sparkly things or whatever. But then I look at it and think, oh, I'm not kind of like that anymore. No. I almost don't want to let them go because they're really lovely things, but they, like, I'm just thinking now, they're not me anymore.
No. Well, maybe you keep a couple so that if you were called to do that, you have, you know, you've got something that you need, but maybe you don't need as many. So you keep your favourites.
Yes.
You know, keep the ones
because
that's
always the ones
in.
You're going to pick, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Always,
if you've got eight and there's two that you really love, you're going to pick those two, aren't you? So keep those and let the others go. And then you've cleared up some space. And then you've got the worry, I've got all this stuff, I never wear it. Yeah. Or can it be adapted in some way so you can wear it in a different part of your life?
Oh, yeah.
That's, always looking at, you know, looking for ways to connect it all together. But I think this lifestyle part is something that people can forget, or it's not consciously there when you're looking through your wardrobe or when you're shopping. And I'm trying to help people make things conscious and intentional. Then they work. You're not wasting time, money, space on things that you're just not wearing because your life is not in sync with it.
That's very good. Well, thank you very much for that. That's a really good food for thought. And as you say, make it conscious is the thing,
make
isn't
it conscious.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Lucy Barrett.
Nice,
and we'll
see you again
back next month.
Yes, we will.
Cambridge 105 Radio.